and welcome back. Today, I'm going to be talking about five things women need to stop wearing. Five things women need to stop wearing. Before I talk about that, I have an amazing event for women coming up on the 2nd of September, Saturday, 2nd of September. It's a day event. It's a virtual event. It's from the comfort of your own home. And it's titled Making Your Own Dreams Come True, the Blueprint for Success in Life, Work, and Purpose. Blueprint for Success. And it's coming up on the 2nd of September. Yes, it's for those in the US, it's a holiday weekend, so you'll have Monday off to go, you know, have some fun or whatever. Anyway, so that event is coming up and I'm going to be sharing the links. But today I want to talk about five things that women need to stop wearing. Stop wearing these, ladies, if you want to have a happy life. Now, before I go into the first one, I want to start with a little story. I was talking to somebody once and they said, oh, how they read X number of books in a year. I read 30 books in a year, or, you know, 20 books in a year. I can't remember. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I didn't even read 5 books in a year, etc., etc. And then I said to myself, hold up. That is a fake obligation. Why do you suddenly feel the need to read 20 or 30 books a year because somebody else does it? I read books like this. Because I typically read business books and self-help books for the most part, I pick up a book for the thing I want to get from the book. I read that, I implement it, and if I need something else from the book, I come back to it. So I'm not necessarily finishing whole books, but I am reading all the time. So since you're not finishing whole books, it's like, well, that's a fake obligation. And that brings me to point number one. The first thing women need to stop wearing: fake obligations. Look around you and look in your life. How many of the obligations that you have are just fake? How many of the obligations do you have that are just prioritizing tradition over practicality? Take a look. Where are you wearing fake obligations and holding yourself to those obligations and making yourself miserable? Let go of them. Number two thing women need to stop wearing. Number two, fears. Let us stop wearing our fears and functioning from the place of our fears. Instead, let us learn to function from a place of desire, ambition, goals, and drive rather than our fears. Our fears make us play small. Whereas playing a bigger game requires you to function from a higher place. Our fears make us shrink. Our goals, dreams, ambitions make us grow, make us expand, make us think. Let's stop wearing our fears. And this is one of the things that I'm going to be talking about at my one-day event that's coming up on the 2nd of September, which is in 8 days, 8 or 9 days, 10 days. Wherever you're watching this from, whatever time you're watching this, the 2nd of September, it starts at 9 a.m. Central, and it goes all the way to 3 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the VIP ticket holders. All the details will be in the comments. So stop wearing fake obligations, ladies. Stop wearing fears, ladies. The third thing is to stop wearing is the weight of other people's unrealistic expectations. Yes. Oh, you have to do this. In order to be this, you have to do that. In order to be that, you have to do this. In order to be... And you find that a lot of times we're living from the expectations of other people. And I've asked ladies, what do you want? And they can't even tell me. Because they've lived their life so long from the expectations of others. And a lot of these expectations can be unrealistic, right? And that's not to go over to the other end to say, oh, you know, nobody should have any expectations of us ever. That's not the point, right? It's to say, look, other people's unrealistic expectations throw the weight off you. And then dig deep and think of your own expectations. What do you want? What do you want to create with your own life? What kind of impact do you want to make? What do you expect for yourself, right? And when you lean onto your own expectations, you will find that you have a better life. And I'll be talking more about that on Saturday, 2nd of September. So now you have to join us. My the next thing we need to stop wearing is guilt. Oh my goodness, guilt. We have mom guilt, you know. Oh, I feel guilty for leaving my children at home and going to work. And then when I'm at home, I feel guilty about not being at work. Or guilt is a very powerful negative emotion that does not produce good results. Unless you're a criminal. Guilt is only for criminals. If you've done something that's illegal, immoral, or unethical, yes, you should feel guilty. Yes, you should turn yourself in. Yes, you should feel remorse. And yes, you should repent. But if you're feeling guilty about taking much needed rest or eating a bar of chocolate or things that are not crimes, a lot of women feel guilty about things that are important for their well-being. I don't know who taught us to feel bad about the things that are important for our well-being, but ladies, throw off the weight of the, throw guilt away. And on the 2nd of September, I will teach you how to, one of the things I'll be doing is stress management so that you can, you know, improve your overall well-being and manage stress levels without feeling guilty. Last but not the least, ladies, number 5, stop wearing the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't need that. I remember one fine day in 2014, I was sitting, I think I was waiting for patients to come in, and I used to be one of those that wore the weight of the world on their shoulders, like, oh, you know, oh my goodness, the world is going to hell in a handbasket kind of mentality. Oh my goodness, what do we do? This, I think one fine day, I just snapped out of it. It's like, well, and this is how I snapped out of it. Shala, you can't solve every problem that exists in the world. You can't help everyone who needs help, but you can help those you can. You can solve the problems you can. You cannot control things by worrying about them and by wearing the weight of the world on your shoulders. Therefore, stop. On the 2nd of September, I'm going to teach you how to create that dream life. And in order for you to do that, you know, you need to join me. So I'm going to recap. Number one, five things that women need to stop wearing. Number one, fake obligations. Number two, fears. Number three, the weight of other people's unrealistic expectations. Number four, guilt. Number five, the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't need that. So I look forward to seeing you on the 2nd of September. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.